Fresh off the 4th of July celebration in Mexico, we have the Executive Director of C2C, Carrie Ferrari, and the Associate Director of Programs for C2C, Randy Gooch. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us back.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. And a lot of news going on with C2C, and we're trying to keep up with that from month to month. Since you were last in, we're going to talk about this here in just a minute, a couple of new hires. But on everybody's mind is the 4th of July celebration that took place at Turon Lu Park. That was on Friday. Tell us kind of how things went. I know C2C was over there. I know Ty's family was over there. Let's kind of wrap that up. How did things go?
I think it was an amazing event, really successful. I heard yesterday through text it was one of the best yet. So love to hear that feedback. Really, the family deserves all the credit. Brooke and Bridget and Kim worked really hard to have another successful event. 20 years they've been doing this. We were just there to be supportive and help in any way that we could.
I know they always do a good job putting that on. A great fireworks display once again. My son over there and really enjoyed that. I know the folks in Mexico and from the surrounding areas really come to check that out. So a huge thanks to Coach Lou and the family and for putting that on. A couple of new hires that we were talking about before for C2C and a couple of familiar faces to the Mexico area. Tell us about that, if you will.
Yeah, I think since the last time we were here, we've had two new hires. Lynette Brown was hired as our program associate, and then Tad Dobbins was hired as a site coordinator for Hawthorne Elementary.
Very nice. Tell us a little bit about their jobs, what they do.
Yeah, so Lynette's job is a little bit of everything. So she keeps me and Randy in line, and she does all the logistics kind of behind the scenes. And then Tad will be the site coordinator at Hawthorne, really helping all the littles over there, removing barriers and really helping kids be better learners.
Exciting news for sure. And you still have a couple of positions that you're hiring for over at C2C, is that right?
Yeah, today we actually have some interviews, and then we'll have several positions coming available in the next couple months. So we are definitely still in hiring mode and building the best team we can.
Very nice. We'll keep updated with you on that in the future. There's a new grant that we want to talk about this morning. Tell us a little bit about that.
We have gotten another grant, so super excited to keep getting those coming in. This one is an AmeriCorps grant called Partner Corps, and really what that's going to do is bring in what we call partners into the school district to help with things like mentoring and tutoring. Most of those will be located at the high school. Some will be located in places in the community, such as the YMCA or the community center. But the great thing about this grant is that we can also hire student partners. And so those will be seniors that are kind of college bound that could help younger classmen with things like mentoring and tutoring. And I think that'll be a great opportunity for some of those seniors.
Very nice. What was the dollar amount on that grant, if you know?
We like to focus on what it does for kids and not focus on the dollar amounts because we think that's what's important to the community.
Oh, okay. And who did that come from?
AmeriCorps. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice. There's also going to be an attendance summit coming up that C2C is going to be presenting. This is going to take place at the Mexico Middle School next month. And what is the attendance summit all about, Randy?
Well, sure. I mean, if we think about school and one of the big issues that schools everywhere are facing, it's the attendance issue. So this is a PD opportunity for each of the schools in Mexico and central office to come together. We'll also be bringing in some community partners, and we're going to take a hard look at our attendance. We're going to take a look at some best practice that's happening throughout the nation and bring that together, help each of those buildings develop a very cohesive, proactive, intentional strategy to deal with attendance issues, and how do we get more students in the building more of the time. If they're there, we can teach them. If they're not there, it becomes very, very difficult. So that's our goal. We'll be bringing in many professionals from PRI to help conduct this professional development, and we're really excited about it. I think the district is. This is our first big event that we're really wading deep into, where we're building capacity and expertise for long-term impact on our students, on our community. So this is exciting. This is kind of that real nuts and bolts work that when you think cradle to career, this is a big component of it. So we're looking forward to that.
Very nice. That takes place August the 6th, I believe, and that's an all-day thing from 9 to 4. Am I right on those details?
That's correct. Over at the middle school all day, we're looking really forward to the event.
All right. Well, we'll have to get an update on how that went, and hopefully it will be very successful. I know you guys are super busy after the 4th of July weekend and lots of interviews going on today, so I want to say thanks for stopping by and getting us updated on all things C2C.